G'day, and welcome to another episode of Left After Breakfast, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia, broadcast from the studios of 3CR, your only radio left. My name is Susanna Duffy. In this episode of Left After Breakfast, we'll have a look at the music of Margaret Roadknight.
Part of me that'll always be flowing slowly to the sea. When I'm far from home, I can get a shiver whenever I think of that river. When I die, put me in a barrel, wheel me down to the banks of the Yarra, dig a hole both long and bury me by my brown Yarra, or drop me off of Prince's Bridge, strapped inside a broken fridge. Drop me down in the murky drain, let me lie where every city in the whole round world was just a half as pretty. And through each town there flowed a stream, just like the river of my dream. When I die, put me in a barrel, wheel me down to the banks of the Yarra, dig a hole both deep and narrow, bury me by my brown Yarra. People change, they let you down, they'll hurt you too. Well, that's what I found. But though that river flows like mud in my heart and soul, it flows like blood. There's a part of me that'll always be flowing slowly to the sea. And when I'm far from home, I can get a shiver whenever I think of that river. When I die, put me in a barrel, wheel me down to the banks of the Yarra, dig a hole both deep and narrow, bury me by my brown Yarra, or throw my ashes off a Prince's Bridge, or strap me inside a broken fridge. Drop me down in the murky drain and let me lie where
Well, that's a wonderful version of My Brown Yarra. I'm sure Frank Jones would be happy with that. I love that Greek touch to it. That's really Melbourne. Melbourne, the largest Greek-speaking city outside of Greece and Cyprus. And our much-loved Yarra, our muddy brown Yarra. Well done, Margaret. Margaret Roadknight herself is so much a facet, a feature of Melbourne. It's where she started, after all, in our jazz clubs and folk clubs, those early music places in the late 1950s and the early 1960s. And nowhere else in Australia did you have that music scene of the folk music genre except in Melbourne. Some people find it hard to realise just how big folk music was. It was huge. And Melbourne was the capital of the folk music scene in Australia. And Margaret Rodenight, a queen. I first met Margaret at the Frank Traynor Jazz Club, and that was so long ago I can scarcely recall. 60 years at least. Maybe more, but it doesn't matter. It only seems like last year to me. And I heard Margaret sing at the Emerald Hill Theatre, which was a really fabulous place to go to in those days, listener. But the music scene in Melbourne was very big, as it always has been. Melbourne has always been the capital city for music in Australia. And then I heard Margaret many times in different venues around the inner city, in coffee lounges, where folk music was featured, usually on a Saturday afternoon and a Sunday evening, like the Little Riata, the Outpost Inn, the Black Cat, and a couple of places in South Yarra, and I can't remember their names. As I said, more than 60 years ago, I can remember the J-Core and the singers. I listened to Brian Mooney, Martin Wyndham Reed, Glenn Tomasetti, and of course, Margaret Rodenight.
3CR.
Now, something which surprised us at the time was a hit song from a folk singer. But of course, Margaret was a singer before she was a folk singer. She sang jazz and blues, and when she recorded Girls in Our Town, she was called a country music artist. And this song rose up and up in the top 40 charts. This song paints a cruel trajectory for teenage girls. School dropouts, lonely cashiers and factory workers, with nothing to keep them entertained but vanity and promiscuity. Most of us thought this song was about the life of young women in little country towns, but it's about the big city. It was about Newcastle, a city which once exported 143 million tons of coal every year.
See them on Saturday floating on air, painting their toenails, washing their hair. Maybe tonight it'll happen. Girls in our town, they leave school at 15, work at the counter or behind the machine, and spend explain. saucy and bold. At 17, no one is better to hold. Then they start having kids, start getting old. Girls in our town, girls in our town.
Girls in our town didn't get airplay in Sydney at the time, because in the lyrics there's mention of the pill. And we can't mention those things on radio. Heavens, it might give women ideas. However, when Stan Rofe took it up here in Melbourne and it started hitting the charts, well, then of course it spread across Australia. But that's how things were at the time, that a song would get jumped upon because it mentions the pill. Gosh. And here's another song, just as scary and just as controversial.
Oh, imagine there's no heaven. Yeah. Well, it's easy if you try. No hell below us, and above us is all the sky. Ooh, imagine, imagine all the people. There's no countries. Yeah, well, that isn't hard to do. No, no, no. And then there'd be nothing to kill or die for. No immigration to. Oh, imagine, you imagine all the people. Join us, then the world will live as one. Now imagine, imagine no possessions. Hey, I wonder if you can stretch your mind. No need then for greed or hunger. And a brotherhood and the sisterhood of humankind. Oh, imagine, yes, you imagine, imagine all the people sharing all the world. Ooh. Oh, now you may say that I'm a dreamer. Share, but I'm not the only one. No, 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 no. And I hope someday.
You're listening to Left After Breakfast here on 3CR. And it's one of my episodes of Songs of Solidarity, featuring Margaret Roadknight. But you know, listener, I'm pretty disappointed with the results of the Radiothon. You still have time to kick in, you know, $10 towards this program, towards 3CR as a whole. When you put $10 in and say, I pledge this to Susanna's program on the air, the money goes, all of it goes to 3CR. So I mean, please, there's still plenty of time. Go to the website 3cr.org.au and just follow leads there where you can donate. Even the smallest amount, it all adds up. I really wish you would.
This is one by Dori Previn, and you might think the premise is fanciful, but historically it's quite feasible. So, did Jesus have a baby sister? Was she bitter? Was she sweet? Did she wind up in a convent? Did she end up on the street? On the run? On the stage? Did she dance? Did he have a sister? A little baby sister? Did Jesus have a sister? Did they give her a chance? Ah, did he have a baby sister? Could she speak out by and large? Or was she told by Mother Mary? Ask your brother, he's in charge. He's the chief, he's the whipped cream on the cake. Did he have a sister? A little baby sister. Did Jesus have a sister? Did they give her a break? Well, her brother's birth announcement was pretty big, I guess. While she got precious little notice in the local press. Her mother was a virgin when she carried him therein. So if the little girl came later, then was she conceived in sin and in sorrow and in suffering and in shame? Did Jesus have a sister? Well, what was her name? And did she long to be a savior, saving everyone she met? And in private to her mirror, did she whisper, Saviorette, Savior woman, Savior person, Savior breath? Jesus have a sister, little baby sister. Did Jesus have a sister? Was she there at his death? And did she cry for Mary's comfort as she watched him on the cross? And was Mary too despairing? Ask your brother, he's the boss, he's the chief, he's the man, he's the show. Did he have a sister, a little baby sister? Did Jesus have a sister? Doesn't anyone know? Well, if he had a sister, did she ever need a babysitter? Was he her babysitter? Ah, don't you know?
And one of my very favourite songs, another country music song, What Am I Doing Here?
It's nearly dawn, I should be gone. What am I doing here? Your room is cold, I'm feeling old. What am I doing here? Your manner provokes, you don't like my jokes. Well, I've been thinking it through, and what am I doing here? Your bed is too small, or else I'm too tall. What am I doing here? Now I don't want to be a grouch, but you know I think I would rather sleep on the couch. What am I? Thank you.
I have really, really enjoyed putting a few songs together for Margaret Rodnott. She has a wonderful voice, a wonderful style, and I've always appreciated her, right from back when I was, well, very young, right from, as I said, 60 years ago, maybe more. But we'll keep that between ourselves, shall we? And this is the first song that she ever sang in front of an audience. Not this particular version, because this is a new one. But she first sang this song in a coffee lounge somewhere, unaccompanied.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. A long way from home.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for the ride. See you next week. Same time, same place. Until then, it's cheerio and ciao from Left After Breakfast.